Have you ever had a standby ticket?
No.
It's an interesting experience. Standby, you're at the airport, you're waiting, you're wondering if you're going to get on the flight. That's how it's going to be for a few boys today.
Hang on, how does that work? Standby ticket, what, you pay for a ticket or you're sitting there waiting and hoping? So you don't get a ticket originally.
You get a very cheap ticket, but you can only go on board if there's been a late withdrawal or someone didn't show up. So you can sit there for hours and hours and hours praying, and then they close the flight because everyone turned up and you're stuck.
Do you get your money back if you don't get on?
I assume you do, don't you, Ben? No, I don't know.
So for some reason, Ben should definitely know the answer to
that question. He's the master. He's producing the show. So at 7 o'clock tonight, how many AFL players will be in the standby lounge of AFL House with nowhere to go but have to return home, no refund on the ticket?
That's a good question,
so
Roach.
Jordan Dawson is now over the line, isn't he?
Most of the deals have got through. So Jordan Dawson is through, as per reports last night. So we're expecting something to come through. What, say midday? Jordan Dawson gets to the Crows. He signs that five-year deal in return. Sydney get that future first-round pick.
From Melbourne.
And that's it. Dawson for the first rounder.
That's it. Peter Laddams from Port Adelaide to Sydney. Is that in the standby lounge or is that going to happen?
That's a good one, isn't it?
Mm.
Because Port Adelaide wants a first-round pick. Will they get a first-round pick? Probably not. Would they settle for
rich.
A second-round pick? Or will they hold firm and say, we wanted a first-round pick, we're not
and
getting
it?
It
doesn't happen.
So, Pete Laddams, you're staying at Alberton.
No ticket on the flight to Sydney. Mm. No standby ticket there. And he'd have to return to Alberton. Bobby Hill,
that's a good one. And get involved in our trade update as well. Thanks to Tyre Power here to help you stay safe on the road. Bobby Hill, this is one that has got the potential, even though GWS have basically said it's not going to happen. Mm. This still has the potential to be one of those cliffhangers right at the edge.
Because Adrian Dodoro's in the mix with Essendon.
Yes.
And Collingwood's now nibbling at the edges. Mm. And Jason McCartney at GWS is standing firm, like he did with Jackson Hatley last year. How did that work out for the Giants?
Well, they walked Jackson Hatley to the preseason draft. That's not going to happen with Bobby Hill, is it?
Well, does it?
He's on contract.
Oh, then it doesn't.
Mm. He's got 1 year to go.
Mm.
That's why
the Giants are standing firm.
That he wants to go to Essendon. Very late in the piece, though, as well.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's been brewing along, perhaps behind the scenes.
Because wasn't that's why I asked you about the contract. Wasn't it around July that he was wanting to renegotiate a new deal?
See, then you'd put him in the same bracket as Jordan Dawson.
Ah, yes. Yes, he was wanting to renegotiate a new deal. At least that's the message he gave when he made that famous quote, Sydney fans, you have nothing to be nervous about.
So that's when things get complicated. Otherwise, if you're coming off contract, then you would just say, look, I'm looking to sort all that sort of stuff out at the end of the year.
Which is Adam Chera. But we knew what that meant.
And so the two things, isn't it? And the main one that you do straight away jump to is that he wants out.
Yes. In the standby lounge is Jordan Clark, who wants to go from Geelong to Fremantle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's getting complicated because Geelong wants steak knives in the deal. So there's 19 and 22 from Fremantle available, but the Cats want more. Who blinks?
Does
it come Jordan Clark gets no standby ticket and stays at the Cardinia Park Cattery?
Mm. On that as well, future third round pick that could unlock the ruck merry-go-round.
Ah, yes.
So we're talking about Darcy Ford as well. Brisbane have got big interest in the Geelong big man, who won their VFL Best and Fairest at the Cats. So they've made for an interconnected range of ruck possibilities, with the Cats keen on Hawthorn's John Segler before they release Fort to the Lions. A lot of big boys just sitting on their hands at the moment, wondering what's going to happen for next year.
That's a huge standby lounge.
Isn't it? That would also take a pick to head to Hawthorn, who are likely to send the pick to Collingwood in exchange for Max Lynch, although the deal could be done slightly separately to the other ruck moves.
Here's our dream. All these ruckmen could lead to the first ever 18-club trade.
Yeah, this dream giant trade.
We want a trade that involves all 18 clubs.
A la some of those magnificent pieces.
Imagine the Congo line
putting together.
Imagine the Congo line going into AFL House to lodge the paperwork.
Yeah.
All 18 of them.
Yeah. that would be an epic result, wouldn't it?
It is indeed a thought.
So get involved this morning, 0427 154 166. A big finish. Will we see it with the trade period tonight? Of course, it finishes at 7 o'clock.
Only for players.
Mm.
Because what we do know is that in the month leading up to the AFL National Draft, there'll be clubs still manoeuvring picks, in particular Adelaide, seeking to get higher up from 4, possibly to 2. They did try to get to number 1, as did Richmond, but North Melbourne was not interested in all the offers that came their way, including Adelaide's rather generous offer of 3 first-round picks. Well, Jason Horne-Francis has set the world on fire for the draft, hasn't he?
He has. Tell me the last time that there were so many bids, so many big, solid, audacious bids for the number one pick.
Well, there have been a few over the time, but not as audacious as these. And the last time there was a number one that was moved on was that Hawthorn-Fremantle one of 2001, which gave Hawthorn the number one pick and delivered Luke Hodge.
So they got Luke Hodge. They gave Fremantle Trent Crowe, who ended up going back to Hawthorn a couple of years later.
Luke McFarlane's in that deal too, isn't he?
Luke McFarlane's in that
which
deal.
Which is not a bad result. But
and
yeah,
he was a very good player.
Generally, you would say Hawthorn pants that deal, didn't they?
They really did.
No wonder everyone's nervous to ever move on a number one draft pick again. But gee, that's an enormous move by Adelaide, putting 3 first-round picks on the table. One player who will not get out of the standby lounge, in sense of getting a ticket to another team, Sam Powell-Pepper. Now, that's been interesting, that one, hasn't it?
Yeah, he's staying. He's staying. Unless something goes through sort of last minute. And sometimes these deals do sort of go through at the last minute. But it would seem that he's staying at Albert and he is contracted. Interestingly as well, the wording was that potentially going home back to WA, to West Coast, to search for more midfield minutes.
But and that seemed to surprise West Coast.
Well, I mean, it probably surprised a lot of people given some of the midfielders that West Coast has on its books.
That's a stacked midfield.
It's a stacked midfield, as it is at Port Adelaide.